الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. MashaAllah, we had our program in Lands this week, and we can see the fruits, MashaAllah. Maulana Zaid is here, MashaAllah. Bhai Rafiq is here with all his grandchildren also. My let us carry on, inshallah. Who else is here from Lands? Zubair, who else is here? Only Zaid? Inshallah. Maulana Zaid is also going to start majlis regularly, punctually now, inshallah, in Lands. And also one thing, like mashallah, Maulana Rafiq, this does them so beautifully, but we can just see the difference when a person is here live and you're listening to it, so a lot of different things. Though it's rendered so beautifully, but what is personal is personal. From there we can understand to have a share personal, a living share, what a great difference it makes. Also, we should all may dua and say Jazakallah to our website team. The wonderful work they are doing, from around the world people are benefiting, and they didn't just make their website, which many cases is just left like that, but they are uploading, updating it all the time. All who are involved in it, we should make dua for them, and we should express our gratitude and say Jazakallah to them also, inshallah. This beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a pity on that heart that hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. A person might be making lot of ibadat also, lot of khidmat of deen also, everything. But if he hasn't got the love of Allah, then what a pity on such a heart. Just like a person whose marriage is going well also, and fulfilling one another's rights also, doing everything, but there isn't love between them. Or there isn't a burning love. Love is gone cold between them. It is there, but it is gone cold. There is no enjoyment really in that marriage. You're loving, having children, they're growing up, everything you're doing. But that marriage that has got a burning love, what an enjoyment isn't there in that marriage. So the same way with Allah Ta'ala, person might be making ibadat also. He might be making lot of deen's khidmat also, but he hasn't got the love of Allah, the love of deen, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then a very dry relationship it is. Like you are having your tea, but no sugar. You're having your biryani, your roast, but they forgot to put the salt in it. You're just eating it for the sake of eating it. Like you're making ibadah, deen's work you're doing, for the sake of doing it. Or perhaps you are getting enjoyment, but not that you're pleasing Allah, you're pleasing your nafs. People are praising you, so you are enjoying doing that work of deen. Your tahajjud, people are praising you, you're so pious. So your nafs enjoyment, for that you are doing it. You are not doing it. And a person who finds Allah's enjoyment, and he makes his ibadat, loves his life, whether it is a cup of tea, whether it is simple food, that my Allah gave it to me. And with my Allah's tawfiq, and Allah who has given me this capability, I'm eating it, it's getting digested. There is a world of difference of that. So Hadrat says, Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a pity on that heart who hasn't found the love of Allah Ta'ala. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. That person won't get the enjoyment of this world and even of the akhirat. Jannat also will be to the extent how much a person has got the marifat, recognition of Allah and the love of Allah. Then he will enjoy akhirat also, jannat also. And that is, you can't go and do it there. You have to do it here now. There may be some famous person, a great alim, great muhaddith, great buzurg, and you don't know him. You saw him somewhere, you meet him also. You make salam with him, everything, you greet him. First of all, you won't be really keen to meet him. You don't know him, he's just one person. in some social gathering at an airport, at any place you saw him, and other people meeting you went and meet him. But if you knew him from before, who he is, what his qualities are, and you see him, you'll want to jump out of your skin to go and meet him, to go and embrace him. Oh, whole life I'm hearing about you. Today I'm meeting. So a person who knew Allah like that, and now he meets Allah in the Akhirah, what enjoyment that person will have. And a person who didn't know Allah Ta'ala. So that person doesn't get the enjoyment of this world also, neither of that world, compared to the person who has found Allah, recognized Allah and has got the love of Allah. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That person who hasn't got your love, that person won't get the enjoyment of this world, neither of the other world. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. And you, Allah, so great, so pure, so clean, and you desire us, you gave us iman. Now it's up to us to explore it further and bring the reality of iman. Hey, your father leaves you with one shop. You work hard, you can make 10 shops out of it. And if you don't appreciate it, you'll even lose that one shop. So what Allah has given us, it is up to us now to develop it further. In the worldly life, we see that people were living in tent shanties, in huts, etc. But they made effort. Today, what mansions they have built. In the businesses, they were doing a small little business. They made effort. Today, they're doing big import, export, trade, what and what are they doing. So in deen also, how people are making effort in dunya, if we make effort in deen, this iman, this amal, our namaz, our zikr, we can let it reach such heights where the farishtas also can't reach. Allah has given us. So that Allah Ta'ala gave us this, it is only His kindness. Warna ham chahne ke to qabil nahi. Otherwise we are not fit in the least way for this iman, we are not fit. For this Islam we are not fit. It is only Allah's kindness that He has given us this iman and this Islam. One time, Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, was walking in the bazaar. He saw an exceptionally beautiful slave woman. Very, very beautiful. So he told her, I want to buy you. She laughed it off, old man, like a faqir, pauper. Where can you pay my price? So he says, no, I want to buy you. So she told her khadims who were attending to her, that catch hold of him and let us take him to our master. Some very big, rich man, lord, who she belonged to, she was owned by him. Slave woman is owned by somebody. So they caught him and they took him there. And she said, today we'll show him, we'll let him taste of these words, what he said, that he wants to buy me. So she went, she told her master, today something very funny happened. A big joke took place. What big joke, what funny? This old man, mullah, and so poor, he got nothing. He says he wants to buy me. Does he know what my price is? Who do I belong to? Who am I? So that person asked him, what do you say? He says, yes, I want to buy her. So he says, how much will you pay? He says, actually, she's very cheap. But I'll offer 2 khajur pats. And those khajur pats that have been sucked completely, not a bit of khajur is left on them. She's not even worth that, but I will pay that. He said, are you mad or something? You know what is her price. So he said, what is her price? So he says, she is a woman, he told that master, that from her nose, all the dirt comes out all the time. In the morning when she wakes up, all the dirt from her eyes. Her number 2 in her stomach, which she is carrying. Her urine in her bladder. All napaki, she's filled with dirt. If she don't bath every day, the smell that will come, let her not bath for 4 days and see whether you'll even want to go near her. If she doesn't comb her hair every day and put all the perfumed oil and all that, she'll look like a witch. And after 4 years, her old age will come, nobody will want to look at her. This woman of the street who use all cosmetics and that very young age, they look very, very old and very ugly. Nobody will want to even look at her. And she's a moody person. And she's only making you happy because she's got an object, money she's getting from you. You are giving her money, you are keeping her happy with things. So that's why she's making you happy. If you stop giving, she won't even look at you also. So what is the value of it? And I've got a girl, and she is valuable. He asked, what is your girl like? He says, this girl of yours is made of sand and water. That's all what she's made of. 70% water in her, and sand, and that's all. My girl is made of zafran, amber, musk, all the most beautiful things of her material, horul'in, of Jannat. And she is such that never gets angry. Whole life she will be happy. Whole life she's a virgin. And she's a master in love making. And she's most, her beauty, she'll never get old also. She's never moody also. And she's at your service all the time also. And all the qualities of the Hurul Ain, he explained. So he asked, and what is her price? He said, she's even cheaper than this girl. What is her price? Just please Allah Ta'ala. Keep your eyes away from other women. Keep your eyes off all this other filth and dirt. That's her price. So easy. Not even one khajur pat. Just do a little bit. Get up for tahajjud. Make 2 rakats of tahajjud namaz. That's her price. When anger overtakes you, control your anger. That's her price. So she's even more cheaper. This had such an effect on that king. And we can see that what we will say, oh, Malik ibn Dinar is looking at a street girl. But the buzurgs never make but gumani, which Hazrat has said in many of his poems. Where their thoughts are and how he made the islah. So he made tawbah. And everything he set free, he gave away. Even for her, he set her free. She was his slave. Everything. And the parda that was hanging for his own clothes, like all that funny clothes which he must be wearing, he took it off. He said, make for me shari clothes, kurta, etc. This is what I'll wear. Then Malik ibn Dinar got them married, the two of them. And they stayed in his sohbat and his khidmat whole life. And they also became great awliya. So, like that woman is not worth anything. But your nisbat with Allah, you become worthy. So we also not worth anything whatsoever. But have contact with Allah. Please Allah, and then see what your value becomes. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka. You desire us, you gave us this tawfiq to come for majlis, to take your name, to make namaz. We are Muslims, all this we are doing. Oh Allah, it's only your... Warna ham chahne ke to qabil. And that if a person can realize from his heart, not only to say it, that I'm not worth anything. One time, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayh, was also very nabbas. He had his finger on the pulse, and he could make out a person's spiritual disease very easily. So he was sitting in masjid, and Nabawi Hadrat should always sit right in the front serve on the right side. So one person, whoever, when he wrote to Hazrat, he should write, like Hazrat Muhammad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, used to write, Nange Aslaf. I'm the most, I'm the one who's spoiling the name of our akabir. I'm like this, yani we write ahkar, I'm the lowest, faqir, I'm a poor person. Many people write this copying other people. And we copy in words also. In writing also we copy. So when he came by Hazrat, Hazrat looked at him and said, Are, bare ghada, aaj aaye tum. Big donkey, you came today. He got very, very angry. So Hazrat said, how, why are you getting angry? You write yourself that you are nothing. La shay. And now I made you a big thing. I made you a donkey. Hey, you should be happy. You should thank me. You write yourself that I am nothing. So many of us, it's only lip service. It's not in the heart. And when somebody tells something goes against our tabiat, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, somebody asked him, how do I know pride has left me? See, when somebody tells you something you don't like, they tell you your fault, they have an argument with you, at that time see if you become angry. And what is your condition at that time? Then you can know whether pride has left me or not. If at that time you feel offended, and more than that you say some words also, more than that you fight, that's all the levels of pride that are still in you. And Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi, rahmatullah alayh, his Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah alayh, asked him, that you're not writing your condition, what is your condition? He said, I've got no condition to write. If people praise me, it makes no difference to me. People insult and criticize me, it makes no... He said, what a big condition of yours. That what people praise you, people praise you, and it doesn't go to your head. And if they don't praise you, you don't feel offended also. And if they criticize you, you don't feel offended. This is the test of it. But otherwise, in words and writing, we can write and say many things that I'm the worst of the worst and I'm the lowest. That helps. But with reality has to come into it. If it is just words, and whenever something goes against our tabiat, we become angry. It shows we're still filled with pride. Sohbat ehle dil jisne paayi na ho. And this all comes with sohbat of the ehle dil. Those people who are genuine Allah wala, those who didn't get that company of the true Allah wala, uska gham, gham nahi, uska dil, dil nahi. He's claiming love, talking big stories of love, but that is no love. It's just all words that he, those who found, and this company is also very important, which Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, explained in one of his ashar very beautifully. Meeting now and then, that is not called company. Company is when you had somebody's company. That is something else. And just meeting casually now and then. Like we just come for majlis. And we say, no, I go regularly. This year, which our Shaykh has explained, when Hazrat comes on this subject, he quotes Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah ali, Imam Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah ali, Maulana Thanwi, rahmatullah ali, that 40 days you spent in the company of your Shaykh. And that also, husnay rifaqat, beautiful company, which entails that you shut your mouth. You don't speak, you listen. And you don't have an opinion of your own. What your Shaykh, a baby who keeps quiet, then he speaks the language, what he was hearing all the time, our Shaykh explains. And if the baby also keeps on making a noise and doesn't listen, he won't speak also. But when he listens, then he, whatever house in, we don't know Arabic, but the baby will speak fluent Arabic. He's in an Arab house. If he's in a house where they speak Urdu, he'll speak Urdu fluently. So if we also listen to our Shaykh, and also with an open mind, that baby got no preconceived ideas in its mind, in its head. We listen with an open mind, those things will come into us also. What is in our Shaykh? So such company, proper company, and for 40 days minimum, once at least, minimum, once in a continuous proper company, then that person will get this benefit. Jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho. Anywhere else, there are a lot of things of deen also carrying on, but those places where I don't find your closeness, such bayans also, in the masjid also, where it's not leading me to your closeness, O Allah. Very sophisticated and very intellectual and academic bayans also, but I'm not feeling that closeness, I'm not coming closer to you. Ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. It is a station, but that is not my station. My station is to reach you. I feel your presence in my heart, your closeness I feel. Otherwise, lot of bayans take place, but it's just all flowery talk, decorations it is, no substance in it. And the people don't benefit anything really. Maybe some one, 2 points of knowledge you pick up or something. But what was the closeness of Allah, that you don't get. That is what is required. Khair-e haq se lagata hai jo apna dil. A person who connects his heart to anything besides Allah. Whether it is his dunya, money, business, his house, his car, his dressing, whether it is haram things, anyone who connects himself to anything besides Allah Ta'ala, and he gives place to that in his heart. Dunya, his dunya, we are staying, we have to have dunya, but keep that in your hand. Where poet says, very beautiful, dil, dast bakar, my hands are in my work, dil bayar. And my heart is with my beloved, with Allah Ta'ala. So dunya you will do, but your heart keep it with Allah. But we, even when we are in namaz, our heart is still in our dunya. So we think that I'm all right, but we are making tilawat, we are making zikr, we're still thinking of our dunya. So we are such that in our deen also we are in dunya. But what it is, your dunya, deen, dunya you have to do, you're a human. You can be the biggest wali, even for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the objections, the kuffar of Makkah had, ma li hadha ar-rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. What kind of a rasul is this? He's eating food and he's going for his needs to the marketplace, to the bazaar. So those are not, but your heart must be connected with Allah Ta'ala. aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. That is what we have to strive and work for, that all I'm only yours, I'm nobody else's. Who's koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi, no woman is in my life. Ab nigaah kahin nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. No position also. That this position, many people in their work, I must get a higher position. I must get this position. I must get that permission. Position. I'm a millionaire. I must become a multi-millionaire. Everyone wants to. So nothing in my eyes. Only one thing. I must be yours and you must be mine. Keh raha hai ye akhtar, babange dohal. Hazrat says, I'm saying this, and I'm saying it very loudly and clearly. I'm saying it without the fear of any contradiction. Behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That the love of sea has got no shore. When you jump into the love or the sea of love, the love of Allah Ta'ala, you will just carry on. And all along, everywhere in this corridor of your journey, you're going to get more beautiful things. You don't know what and what is going to open to you, and there's no end to it. You will just go, and the final will be when you'll reach Jannat, and Allah Himself will show Himself. And Allah will declare, I'm pleased with you, and I'll never be displeased with you again. That is the height. So a person, his whole life he has to carry on. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab further of the islah of a person, the various letters that were written, and the value of it, may Allah let it come into our hearts. Maazi mein Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Mujaddid Millat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Sahab Thanwi Nawwar Allah Marqadahu ne Munsalikin ne Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ko apni islah ke baare mein jo khutoot likhe aur Hazrat Wala ne unke jawabat arqam farmaye. In the near past, Muhammad Thanwi Rahmatullah is a person who revived the tasawwuf. Today, murids also don't write their condition, and many mashayikh don't reply also. And many mashayikh say also clearly, that don't write, I won't reply. Eh? So then the tasawwuf loses its object. Eh? If you do business, and you tell your customer, if you order, I won't supply. Now what kind of business is that? And the customer that you did so much effort and he doesn't order, how is that, what business is going to carry on? And when he orders, you don't supply. So a person who doesn't write, and when he writes, there is no reply also. So this is very important that this. So in the near past, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, the letters that he received and the replies that he gave, wo tarbiyatu salik ke naam se shai ho chuke hai. It has been, it's available in the name of Tarbiyatu Salik. But Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, though he was a man of our, near our times, but very difficult to understand, it's not everyone's work. Allah reward Mufti Shafi Saab and Mufti Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, that Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's Bayanul Quran, which is not everyone's cup of tea to understand. They made it easy in the name of Ma'ariful Quran. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Tarbiyatul Salik, I told Hazrat myself, few times I started reading it, but I just get lost. I can't make head or tail. Hazrat gave one big laugh. And then I told Hazrat, but your kitab I see, and Allahu Akbar, the amount of benefit that we get, Hazrat made easy. That same thing, which was so difficult, Hazrat made it easy and give it to us. So what are we going to say? Ho chuke jo rooh ki bimariyon ke ilaaj ka be misal zakhira hai. It is a unique collection of the treatment and solution of the diseases of the heart. Aur jisse aaj bhi talibin islah muntafi' ho raha, and people are benefiting even today. Is daur mein murshidi wa maulai arif billah hazrat aqdas maulana shah muhakim muhammad akhtar sahab damat barakatum se allah taala ne ye azim ushan kaam liya aur hazrat wale ne beshumar khutoot ke jawabat arqam farmaye. In our time allah took this great work from our shaykh rahmatullah ali, that how many letters should go, and hazrat personally, till his health was there, he should reply personally. Jin mein jumla amraz ruhani ke alawa خصوصاً اس دور کے مہلک مرض بد نظری و عشق مجازی کے تباہ کاریوں کے ایسے نادر اور بے مثل علاج مرقوم ہیں جن کے مثال تاریخ تصوف میں نہیں ملتی. And in Hazrat's reply, where there is all the other spiritual diseases also they are treated, but particularly the disease that has come as an epidemic, looking at other women, but nazri, not controlling our eyes, and practically nobody is saved from it. No matter outwardly how pious he looks, what a big buzurg he looks, what a big alim, but this is such a disease that practically nobody, and Hazrat has tackled this. Hazrat's finger also on the pulse, that this is what the ummah needs at this time. So therefore, what Hazrat has written in this collection is not to be found in the history of Islam also in the books. Because if this bimari, this disease came in this time, and Hazrat, Allah put Hazrat in this time, and he treated it. کیونکہ بد نظری و عشق مجازی کا مہلک مرض اس دور میں جس شدت سے ظاہر ہوا ہے غالباً اتنی شدت سے پہلے کبھی نہ ہوا تھا. Because this disease of illicit love affairs and casting lustful gazes, haram lustful gazes at other women, never was it so severe ever in the history of mankind. So, and Hazrat treated it head on. And he took it on head on, and he replied. So therefore, it was never before, never were such replies were given also. اور اللہ تعالی حضرت والا سے اس کا علاج کا جو کام لے رہے ہیں وہ بلا شبہ کار ترجید ہے جو صدی کے مجدد سے لیا جاتا ہے. And this work which Allah took from Hazrat, it is something different, and this is what is called that every century has got a reformer. And this century, this disease is the most common. Allah chose Hazrat to be the reformer of this century and to collect this. کیونکہ غض بصر کا شعبہ نظروں سے اوجل ہو گیا تھا حتیٰ کہ لوگ بد نظری کو گناہ ہی نہیں سمجھتے تھے. That this big guna, it's a guna kabira, but it was such a guna that people didn't give any attention. So people stopped even thinking of it as a sin. So then they didn't make tawbah also. They didn't even regard it as a sin. حضرت والا دامت برکاتم سے اللہ رحمت اللہ علی سے اللہ تعالی نے عظیم الشام کام لیا اور اس کے نقصانات اور تباہ کاریوں کو امت پر ظاہر کر دیا. This work Allah Ta'ala took from our Shaykh, and he explained to mankind what the harms and the destruction there is in this. اس لیے کہ اکابر علماء معترف ہے کہ حضرت والا مجدد غض بصر اس صدی کے مجدد تصوف ہے. And great علماء have admitted. There is not only what Mir Sahib is writing here, but great, great ulama have said that Allah Ta'ala has made Hazrat the mujaddid of this error, and this guna of the eyes, lustful gazes, and illicit love affairs, Hazrat has given the treatment of it. Ye qawl hamara, hama shuma ka nahi. It is not the words of any Tom, Dick and Harry. بلکہ احکر نے پاکستان، بنگلہ دیش، جنوب افریقہ اور برطانیہ کے بعض اکابر علماء سے خود سنا ہے کہ حضرت والا کے کارنامے بتا رہے ہیں کہ حضرت 15ویں صدی کے مجدد ہے. میر صاحب سے it's not my words or just any other Tom, Dick and Harry, but great, great علماء of these countries, they have said that we can see clearly that Allah has taken this great work from Hazrat. And that Hazrat is the reformer of this 15th Islam Hijri century. اور یہ بھی کہ عشق مجازی اور بد نظری کے متعلق نفس کے مقائد اور اس کے معالجات جس تفصیل سے حضرت والا نے بیان فرمائے اس تفصیل سے اکابر کی کتابوں بھی نہیں ملتے. And what detail, the plans the نفس make to look at other women. And then the treatment and the solution which Hazrat has given, we don't get this in the kitabs of great, great ulama. Because that disease wasn't present in that time. In our time it has come and Hazrat has given, and how Hazrat has treated this. And also for a fact, not only this, but many other things. For example, the beard, the details of the beard, you will hardly get it from other, in other words, in fact, great ulama, the beards are not in order also. But Hazrat has explained the detail of it. The trouser below the ankle, all these diseases, Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala has given Hazrat a great, great position in this. اس تفصیل سے اکابر کی کتابوں بھی نہیں ملتے کیونکہ یہ اس دور کا خاص مرض ہے جو اس قدر عموم اور شدت کے ساتھ pehle na tha, pehle na tha. This disease of lustful gazers has become so common and so severe, it was never before in the ummat. اور اس کی اصلاح کا عظیم الشان کام اللہ تعالی نے حضرت والا سے لیا ہے. And the reformation of that, and to discuss this and openly discuss it, nothing swept under the carpet, very clearly حضرت tackled this problem head on, and that Allah تعالی took from حضرت this work. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the blessings of Allah whom Allah blesses with. May Allah let us take this to heart and make our ilaj. And as we will go, we will see, and alhamdulillah, that for a fact there is absolutely no doubt, we are absolutely nothing. But just Hazrat's faiz and Hazrat's tawajjuh, how many people across the globe, they have saved themselves from this guna. And they all understand, and when you get out of a disease, you know how nice you feel. When that bimari of yours is gone. One person now presently working in a bank, and with a sweeper in the bank, a black woman, non-Muslim, he fell in love with whatever. So much he has extracted money from him that now he's got summons on summons. He's not paying this account, his cards, this, that, etc. So now he's beginning, after a long time, he's beginning to see light. Otherwise he was seeing no light whatsoever. So like this disease destroys a person. And when a person gets out of it, how relieved he feels. And wallah, when a person is completely relieved, and now he's turned sincerely to his wife, Allah will make her look like a whore in this world. The love, the enjoyment between the two can't be imagined. This is when we will come out of that disease. It's not that the wife is not responding, the wife's habits are bad, or she is not showing love. It is our problem. We come out of this disease, and we will see how Allah will... Allah, even 80-year-old, Allah will give you the enjoyment as though you just got married yesterday. That enjoyment and love Allah Ta'ala will give you. Otherwise we're going to deprive ourselves. Our ibadat, there is no enjoyment. Our food, there is no enjoyment. Big mansions, but we're not enjoying them. Fleshy motor cars, but we're not enjoying them. And if you have that love, and the one condition is, come out of this guna. And the treatment of it, inshallah, as we go on, we will see what beautiful treatment Allah Hazrat has given for that. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, Hazrat has mentioned a very beautiful incident here again. Fark-e-Badshahat or Risalat. The difference between a king and a Rasul, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. What is the difference between the two? Hatim Tai, jinko sakhawat mein tarikhi shohrat hasil hai. Hatim Tai is proverbial in his generosity. What generosity he had. For example, he used to hire out dishes. Somebody will go and hire dishes, wedding coming after 2 months or something. And okay, no problem, we'll supply the dishes. 1 week left, he's still not supplying, giving the dishes. 3 days left, he's still not giving. He say, you don't worry, my word, the dishes will be supplied. When he supplies on the wedding day, with the food cooked in the dishes, not empty dishes. That also somebody wrote very beautiful, like this glass that is made, this earthenware made of sand, or glass or whatever. So we pay for the glass, but the value is the emptiness inside. That is where you put your contents. We pay for the glass for that, but the value is the emptiness. That is what contains, where you're going to put your contents. So Hatim Tai should fill all the dishes and everything. So he was very famous. Unke sahabzade Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, pehle mazhaban Isai the. His son, Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim, who became a Muslim, a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was first a Christian. وہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے درمار میں آتے ہی comes in the presence of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم when he was a Christian and with this cross hanging on him also. Christian man. صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کے عقیدت مندیوں اور جہاد کا ساز و سامان دیکھ کر when he saw it was preparation for one jihad, war. and all the preparations of war is there. Like today, in our times, the tanks, the bombers, all that is ready. And the Sahaba who sacrificed their life on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they loved him, how they respected him, how they honored him. When he saw all this great respect and honor like what kings get, and all this worldly things, all the for the warfare, in that time what it was. Today in our times you see there's a buzurg and he's got all these things here. Then you fall in doubt about this, which still happens still today. Unko ye faisla karna kuch dushwar malum hua. Now he got confused that he knows that he heard there is the Rasul of Allah, but all dunya thinks so to say. He's saying so much. Ke Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam badshah hai ya paigambar hai? Ke is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a king, a worldly king that has got material things and is living it up in the dunya, seeing all this here, or is he a Rasul of Allah who's a humble person, down to earth? He got confused when he saw this scene there. Daf'atan. Madina ke gharib londi aati hai. Suddenly, a poor slave girl of Madina Sharif comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur kehti hai, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mujhe kuch arz karna hai. She said, I want to tell you something. I've got something to ask you, to tell you. Farmaya, dekho, Madina ke jis gali mein kaho, main tumhari baat sun sakta hoon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you want to tell me, I've got time for you, I will listen to you, and I will see what I can do for you. Like this, children should ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to tell you one thing. And he had time for them. So like that, this poor slave girl, she said, I want something to say to you, and if you will listen to me. Ye kehkar ut khare hote hai. Saying this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, I'm here at your service, what you want to say? Or uski hajat puri kar det, and whatever she wanted, whatever financial help, she had a problem, sorted it out for her. Is zahir jaho jalal ke parda mein ye aajiz hai. Seeing all this outward things of dunya there, which is outwardly, but inside the humbleness and the humility, that just a ordinary little slave girl, a child would come, and Nabi, poor person will come. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the da'wahs of poor people also. We are such, when there is a program or anything in the rich areas, we are there. When he's in a poor area, we don't go. That year, we're not going to get what we want. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the poor people also, he was there. And when he saw this, is zahiri jaho jalal ki parda mein, ye aajizi, khak sari, aur ye tawazu dekh kar, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ke aankho se parda haj jata hai. When he sees that so much of outward picture of dunya, but so much of humility, humbleness, and down to earth, there, now that confusion of his is gone away. And, aur wo dil mein faisle kar lete hai, ke yaqeenan ye paigambarana shaan hai. And from his heart it is, he's convinced that this is the way of a Nabi. This is not a person of a worldly man, a king. A Nabi only can do this. Fauran ghale se salib utar dete hai. He removes the cross from his neck immediately. Aur Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka halka ghulami apne gardan mein dal lete hai. And he becomes the slave of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He accepts Islam and becomes a follower, a true and ardent follower of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aur sahabiyat ke sharaf se musharraf ho jate. And he's honored by being a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. May Allah ta'ala also let us understand this and have understand, and even with buzurgs, that we are not deceived with anything. This is what is truly a murid. And this was a non-Muslim, a Christian. When Allah removed the parda from his eyes, may Allah ta'ala give us also tawfiq and see, then a person will get that he became a sahabi. So may Allah ta'ala bless us to see the true qualities. Otherwise, many times a person stays with such great people, it has happened all the time, and he never saw the qualities. Other people who saw it, they benefited. They just came and they benefited. But people, others who were blind, they did not benefit. Further, with regard to, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, The details we have discussed further. Takalif mein mu'min ki shaan. The condition of a mu'min in the conditions of difficulty. This is dunya. Ups and downs will come to everyone, even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Jannat is where all goodness will go one side to Jannah, and all badness will go one side to Jahannam. But yeah, both of them go together. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you are ill, sometimes you are healthy. Sometimes you got enough money, sometimes you're short of money. Dunya, these things carry on all the time. But in Akhirat, all the goodness will go to Jannah. Never will you be short of money. Never will you have headache, no sickness, nothing. All that will go to Jahannam. So yeah, in dunya it carries on. But in that, what must be the condition of a believer? Hadith awwal. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajaman lil mu'min. Mu'min's is ajib, his quality. He's different from everyone. He's very, just comes out ajib. What kind of a person is this? In asabahu khayrun, hamidallah wa shakar. When good comes to him, he praises Allah, that everyone does. And he makes shukr. But really not everyone also. Some of the ni'mats come and we feel it's our birthright. We don't even notice the ni'mat that has come. We enjoy it, we finish it up. Good food, what dastarkhan. We go and deposit in the toilet. But we didn't even acknowledge, realize it was a ni'mat. After we put it in the toilet, then also still we didn't realize. Namaz Allah gives us. We finish our whole namaz and we don't realize what a ni'mat. Direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Not through your mobile phone, not through internet, not Facebook, Twitter, nothing. What connection? But we don't appreciate it. So there are many things dua Allah has given us. What and what hasn't Allah Ta'ala given us? But a mu'min is that person that he praises Allah and he makes shukr. How many of us, anything, the car key, we weren't finding it. Where's the car key? 1 minute, half a minute, or yes it. Now when we are parishan, hurry, I want to go. Where's the car key? Couldn't get it. Got it? No shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Many things we'll make dua. Tahajjud will make dua for bigger things. But when we get it right, then we forget completely. Not even shukr to Allah. A mu'min, he praises Allah. And that's a mu'min. وَإِنَ صَابَتْهُ مُصِيبًا. And if some difficulty and hardship comes to him, then also حَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَصَبَرَ. Still he praises Allah. And wasabar, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praises due to Allah on all. Allah knows why this condition has come to me. I praise Allah Ta'ala for that's a mu'min. Now he doesn't fight with Allah. He doesn't become rebellious. Many people, perhaps even outwardly, they also say, why Allah gave me this musibat? Why this problem came to me? I did nothing wrong. How lot we drowned in wrong. But we say, I did nothing wrong. Whatever problems come, it is because of our actions. So a mu'min, he praises Allah Ta'ala. With sabr, and he makes sabr. He contains. Sabr is to restrain. You want to say something, you're feeling or you're thinking, but you control. Allah, you send this, whatever this difficulty is, I praise you for it. What a level of iman. To praise Allah in difficulty is one of the most difficult things. But a mu'min, a true mu'min, mu'min a kamil, is the one who can do that. And he makes sabr on that difficulty. Fal mu'min yujar fi kulli amrihi. So a mu'min is rewarded in all his matters, good and bad. He makes shukr to Allah. Hatta fi luqmati yarfa'uha ila fi imra'atihi. So much so that in love making, he takes a morsel of food and he puts it in his wife's mouth. For that also he gets sawab. But that normally we only do the first week of marriage. After that, finish, no more. You should do it even in your old age. You put a morsel of food, put a sweet in your wife's mouth with love and kindness. That we only do the beginning of marriage. Then we open the door of the car for her and we even help her to sit inside and make sure her dress is right also. Ask her, you comfortable, everything all right. But after a little while, 6 months or something, then she's not coming, we hoot. And we say, we now with the cell phone and we phoning and we shouting, where are you? What's wrong with you? No, that shouldn't be the case. It should be all the time. So even this love making with your wife, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, what a Shaykh Kamil, Allah blessed us. As Hazrat said, all the love that you make with your wife for your enjoyment, but Allah writes it in love to him. And this Hazrat Tasawwuf again proven from a hadith that a Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that we get sawab even if we make ourselves happy, we satisfy our desires with our wives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, of course, they couldn't understand, it's your enjoyment. What you, for your emotions, your nafs, you enjoying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you did that all in a haram place, won't you get sin? They say, of course you will get. So when you do it in a halal place, you're getting reward for that. So Hazrat explained it in clear terms that all the love and goodness you do for your wife, Allah writes it that you did love with Allah. In His account, Allah rewards you for all that. So that is a condition of a mu'min. And this is what, if we do this, our life, if we don't do it, our life will carry on with our wives, our business, we'll make our namazes. But we won't get all this reward. If we do, if we become a mu'min, a kamil, get these qualities in us. Now we make shukr, we make sabr, we praise Allah, we learn to recognize Allah's favors upon us. We do all that, then how lot won't we? A person advances so much spiritually. One article that came, advices that are given, that a person, a husband buys a house for the family, new house, everyone is happy, the wife, the children, all together. Then somebody asks the wife, did you thank your husband? Say, what you mean? It doesn't even dawn that you must thank your husband. It's his duty to provide the house. Yes, it is his duty, but if you just say Jazakallah, you say thank you. And today it has been proven in the business field, where all these simple words are said to the employees, what productivity you get. When you treat them, thank you for this, thank you for this. How much, and you get more work out of them. So with a husband, wife, any relationship, the wife doesn't thank the husband, husband doesn't thank the wife. And then the wife says, yeah, but now I'm going to decorate the house. For him, I'm going to do all this. Yeah, but did you say just that words, thank you? Jazakallah. Now that can't come out of us. So that is what is important to appreciate. We were in lands, mashallah, the programs carried on, and mashallah, few brothers wrote, very few. Perhaps three brothers showed their appreciation. The others also, the appreciation is there. But if you want appreciation, you are destroyed by Allah. If you don't show appreciation, you're not going to move front. Nobody even one word or anywhere. But some brothers, mashallah, they wrote and they expressed their appreciation. They will fly towards Allah. And those who are just like dumb, nothing whatsoever, will just remain there also. So this is important, whether it is husband, wife, whether it is in a workplace, to show and express the word please, to smile a little bit. If we are with non-Muslims, thank you. Jazakallah. I very much appreciate it. It works wonders. One time we were having madrasa jalsa, and Friday we were having lunch in the mess there with the student, all the visitors. And one person, I saw him, and I told him, you must have got very tired. How are you feeling now? So Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah, damat barakatum, was also, he said, just that words has relieved him. Just that you told your, today you had a hard day, visitors came and you were busy, I appreciate everything. That relieves her. But we won't. We'll find fault. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. We break up everything. And these are qualities. Husn Islam, the beautiful. The sifat ihsan. These are things that we must try and develop with everyone. Mumin ke ajeeb shaan hai. Agar usko koi bhalai milti hai, to khuda ki hamd karta hai. Some goodness, he praises Allah. Or shukar karta hai. And make shukar also. Allah doesn't need our shukar. What is Allah in need of? But you're going to benefit. You don't make shukar. It's not haram also. It's not a guna kabira. You didn't make shukar. But you'll just stay where you are. You'll learn to make shukar to Allah. And man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah. A person who hasn't learned to make shukar to mankind won't be able to make shukar, fulfill the right of Allah Ta'ala. The second hadith, innal abd. إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً When they banda, and Allah has fixed a high position for that person in Jannah from before. That's Allah's system, Allah does it. فَلَمْ يَبْلُغَ بِعَمَلِهِ And he didn't reach it with his amal. Allah has fixed a high position, and with his amal, he didn't do such amal that he could reach it. Ibtalahu Allah fi jasadihi, fi malihi, or fi waladihi. Then Allah Ta'ala brings difficulties, test him now in his body, sicknesses, paralyzed, accident, anything like that. Or in his wealth, he loses his wealth, etc. Or in his children, some harm to the children, some illness to the children, some difficulty. ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ And Allah gives him sabr. عَلَى ذَلِكَ On that. حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ الْمَنْزِلَةَ الَّتِي سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ Then by that sabr which Allah gives him, now he reaches that position which Allah has fixed for him. So some people are given high position. It's, and the safe thumb of rule for us all, if we find somebody else in difficulty, don't think it's his gunas. Think Allah has fixed a high position. And when it's yourself, don't think, oh no, Allah has fixed a high position for me. Think it's my gunas. For yourself, think it's my gunas. For other people, don't think it's their gunas. Allah has fixed some high position. That's why today they're going through this difficulty. Allah wants to give them that position. The third hadith. أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُدْعَى الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الَّذِينَ يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ The first people who will be called to enter Jannah on the day of Qiyamah are those people who praised Allah in bad, in good conditions and bad conditions also. Whatever happened to them, they praised Allah. Allah is the soul. Like if you have full yaqeen, my ustad, he wants only the best. When he shouts me also, I praise him for that. Maulana Rafiq Khaturani, Damat Barakatuhum, when we were in Yasfam and becoming Hafiz, when he sometimes didn't know his sabak or he made mistakes, he should tell Hafiz Abdul Rahman, give me a hiding. Otherwise I know I won't learn. Who will ask for hiding? So this is that if the ustad shouts you, gives you hiding, you thank him. That is the correct thing. Your parents, your sheikh, that you praise them and you thank them for that. So when Allah, your sheikh is not Allah, your parents are not Allah, your ustad, Allah is Allah. When whatever conditions, Allah knows perfectly well. And you can, for a true, a mu'min, a kamil who knows Allah, he can't help but just sing the praises of, even in difficult conditions. Those who reach that level of iman will know that Allah, na'uzu billah, is not our enemy. Allah doesn't want to harm us, doesn't want to hurt us. There is a definitely good reason for that. And you praise Allah. Though these are those people spoken who will be the first to call to enter Jannah. And good conditions, today that also we don't do. Otherwise that should be natural. But that also we don't acknowledge Allah's favors. How many favors of Allah upon us, we don't acknowledge them. And we don't then thank Allah. We don't praise Him at all. A person who does this, that person has got a great, great position by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling next weekend. It is the 23rd, 24th and 25th of Jamad al-Ukhra. The 24th, 25th and 26th of April. That is Yawmul Khamis, Yawmul Jumu'ah and Yawmul Sabt. On Thursday, Friday, Saturday. To Broncos Plate, Delmas, Wakhiz and Witbank. And inshallah on Saturday, from Asr till Isha, there'll be an Islahi Jalsa in Witbank. So whichever brothers want to join, inshallah they should inform as quickly as possible. We should try to inform Hazrat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Aslih lana sha'nana kullah wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayn. فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء المارد اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم